The economy didn't shrink last quarter.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. And coming up, we'll talk with Republican Senator Charles Grassley about the sequester. But first, the government said this morning that the economy grew at a rate of 0.1% at the end of last year. That was the weakest performance in 2 years, but it was better than the initial estimate, which was that the economy shrank. Diane Swonk is chief economist with Mesirow Financial, and she's with us now to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so I guess growth is growth, but 0.1% is about as weak as you can get.
Certainly on the headline figure, it's as weak as you can get. The underlying core private sector demand actually accelerated at almost a 3% pace in the fourth quarter. And the declines we saw were really because of bad weather conditions, the drought earlier in the summer, draining farm inventories, and a big hit to defense, which was in part in anticipation of the sequester that didn't come on January 1st, but is likely to hit us March 1st.
Well, is that sequester enough to undo the good news that we've been seeing in housing that sent the markets much higher yesterday?
It won't derail the housing market recovery, but could dampen it a bit because it does affect jobs and incomes, particularly in the government sector. Some 750,000 jobs are at risk in some way or another starting April 1st. So the good news is they've still got some time to fix this. The bad news is they're willing to take this chance at all.
Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial. Thanks as always.
Thank you.